There's an old saying that God buries his workers, but doesn't bury his work. But a work that is never buried works off of the memory of the workers that are. And one of those such workers is H. Conrad Murrill. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, we've referred to it a few times already. It says in verse 1, a good name is better than a good ointment. And the day of one's death is better than the day of one's birth. It is better to go to a house of mourning, here, than to go to a house of feasting, because that is the end of every man, and the living takes it to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for when a face is sad, a heart may be happy. The mind of the wise is in the house of mourning, while the mind of fools is in the house of pleasure. Verse 1 of Ecclesiastes 7 talks about a good name and how a good name is better than a precious ointment. And, of course, to kind of wonder why there's a comparison between an ointment and a good name. And, of course, back in the day, when a baby was born, depending on the wealth of the family, they would anoint the baby with ointment. And so as he's making this comparison, Solomon here writing Ecclesiastes, he's drawing these contrasts when it comes to wisdom isn't always found in the conventional kind of way. Many times it's found in contrast where you have a good name, not just a name you're given at birth, but a good name. And it's better than that ointment that you were given at birth. And that's why he says a little bit later on in verse 1 that a good name translates also into pleasant expiration dates. They go together. So December 15th, 1928 was the day Conrad was born. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, February 23rd, 2018 is a better day. In fact, he celebrated that birthday 89 times, and that one day in February is worth all the more than that one day in December combined. Because that's what the text says. They don't compare in value. So what makes the day of one's death a better day? And you've got to be asking the question to yourself as you sit here in the classroom, the God says in Ecclesiastes 7, which is a house of mourning. Will my day of death be a better than my birthday? What can I see? Because you can't really, the only way you answer that question is the first part of the verse. Do I have a good name? We don't really care about the ointment you might be having in your store's pantry. It's the good name. So what makes February 23rd, 2018 a better day than December 15th, 1928? Well, there's a few things, according to the text. For starters, not everybody has a better day on the day of their death. I think you know that. On that day in December when Conrad was given his name by his mom and dad, Adolf Hitler was given a name on the day of his birth. Everything being equal. On the day of their deaths, something has taken a shift, hasn't it? Because your name identifies you with your character and what you have done or what you haven't done. A good name isn't a catchy name. I got people today that try to name their kids in such a way that they stand out, like Mr. and Mrs. Ayer, who named their son Billion. We want our son to stand out. So we're going to name him Billion. Well, he'll stand out all right. So it's not just a catchy name, but it's not even a great name. He doesn't say a great name. He says a good name. You got a lot of great names out there that won't be found in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thomas Edison had a great name. In fact, he was called America's inventor, the greatest inventor America had. But he was a naturalist. Einstein, everybody knows who Einstein is. And he worshiped the god of Spinoza, the philosopher. He doesn't have a good name. Great one among men, among scientists, among philosophers. But the day of his death is not better than the day of his birth, because it's not a good name. Proverbs 10:7 says, the memory of the righteous is a blessing. It's a blessing to us. Knowing who Conrad was, reading his books, listening to his sermons, seeing pictures, telling stories, they're meant to encourage us, and they do, as they all focus toward that name above every name, Jesus Christ. See, if your name doesn't dovetail into that direction, you don't have a good name. And it's not going to be a good day when the expiration date comes for you. Now, this is just what the text says. You ever wonder why you even given a name in the first place? A name identifies you. It makes you part of a society. It tells the community around you that you exist and you're an individual. You give babies names. They don't want you naming fetuses, because then that would make them valuable. That would make them a person. That would give them rights. That would somehow elevate them into the community. But we're all given names. And we're given names for a reason. And God calls us by name. The very essence of what it means to be human means to have this naming function that we see in Adam in the garden, for example. He names the animals. He names them because that's what they are. And God says, name the animals, because God's given him a name. That's why he can name Eve and say who she is, not just a proper name, Eve, but her function and her identity. We do that. It's called dominion. And you have a name. But the question this morning is, will it be a good name? We celebrate Conrad's life because he had a good name. His name's found in the Lamb's Book of Life. There are many names that will not, names that you know, that will not be found in the Lamb's Book of Life. Well, if you need an example, Caitlyn Jenner will not be found in the Lamb's Book of Life. Bruce Jenner might be. That's just an example. It's not a good name. You can change it. You can nickname it. You can make it catchy. You can do something among men and be great. But if it isn't good, and the righteous are blessed by it, and Christ is glorified in it, it's not a good name. And the day of one's death, it's not going to be better than the day of one's birth. So how is this day, February 23rd, a better day than the day of Conrad's birth, celebrated 89 times? Well, the most obvious way it's better. It's better for Conrad. Think about what that day meant for him. It wasn't like a birthday party and celebrating and blowing out candles and opening up a few presents. Think about how Conrad entered the world on the day of his birth. Let's compare the 2 days. On December 15th, he entered the world under the wrath of God, according to Ephesians 2. He entered heaven under the grace of God in nothing but praise and worship to the Lamb. I think that's a better day. He comes in crying. He goes out praising. Surrounded by sinners in a world of demons and depravity, and according to Romans 8, futility. And he enters a world of completion, inheritance. That work, in we heard sung in Philippians 1:6, is done. It's completed. He's complete. He's entered into his inheritance. That's a good day. The book he writes, Faith Cometh. It's sight cometh. There's no more salvation when, it's salvation now. These are realities that our brother not just has experienced on that day, but that's for all of us who have a good name. His fight ended, his race concluded, his cross exchanged. A name that was written on the Savior's hand and Isaiah 49:16, inscribed in the palm of his hand, it says. Yes. Inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is now one with the name above all names. He's one with his Savior. So it's not only better for Conrad, it's also better for us. Better for us. No, wait a minute. That don't make a lot of sense. I mean, I thought we were praying that he would, you know, live on, and you pray for your loved ones. You don't want to see him die and leave and depart from you. But it's better, even for us, left behind. How is it better for us? Being sad isn't the same thing as being worse off. The heart can be sad, it says, and there can be laughter in the heart. We don't mourn like the world who have no hope. It's better for us because, as it says in Hebrews 13, we can follow his conduct, imitate his faith. Leaders among us, the writer tells us, observe their conduct, imitate their faith.
Yes.
Well, his conduct all the way to the day he died was faithfulness. You need to imitate that kind of faith. That's better for us. He didn't back out at the last 100 yards of the marathon. That's a testimony for us. It's a testimony knowing that God can take a man made out of clay like us, same frailties and weakness, and bring him across Jordan. That's a good thing. He can turn around and say, I'm about to die. Now you watch me die and you follow my example.
Yes.
You need me to die so you can follow my example. And that's a leader.
Yes.
Reminds me of Bob Jennings making that his own coffin. Constructing it. Who does that? Leaders saying, I'm ready to go. You watch me make this. And you learn from me. Like Paul would say, follow my example. We need leaders like that who can face death, that have no fear of death, as it says. We're not enslaved, as it says in Romans 8. You cry, Abba, Father. You can't cry. Scary, scary when it comes to death. No. That's the testimony. And so it's better for us that Conrad leaves us richer because of these things. Remember his legacy of how he freely gave, how he judiciously spoke. Sometimes you couldn't pry a word out of him sometimes. But that's a testimony that he leaves behind. He passionately preached and he unconditionally loved. But lastly, it's not only a better day for Conrad, and a better day for us. Ironically, it's a better day for God. I mean, how can it be a better day for God? God doesn't need any. There's no better and worse with God. He's perfect, right? Exactly. We know that. But God says in Psalm 116:15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. God says last Friday, he had a precious moment.
Yeah.
Friday. That was God's precious moment. He says that it's precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. Something changed on the part of God and Conrad last Friday. That will change with you on the day of your death. The intercession of Christ is complete for our brother in the earthly body. He enters into the joy of his master. Our sympathetic high priest. There's no sympathy anymore with Conrad there. He's perfect and complete. He's not entering into that type of necessity from the high priest in the earthly body. It was the testimony of what Christ did on the cross with Conrad's sins and taking him away, and taking away in propitiation the wrath of God, and God making those promises to be faithful to the end. God was vindicated on that day. I was faithful to the end with my own. I kept my own to the end, as Christ prays in John 17. I kept this one to the end, and I am testifying to all the world that I kept him to the end. It was a better day for God. He certifies he's faithful to his own people. And for his own purposes and for his own cause. Better for Conrad, better for us, better for God. If you don't have a good name, I guess you better hope you have a good ointment, which isn't going to prove effectual on that day. Jesus had a name at birth. You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from his sins. The baby in the manger didn't save anybody. Not yet. You know how many Jesuses were there running around in Israel in those days? It's a common name. It's a derivative for Joshua, named Joshua. Hundreds of Jewish children named Jesus. But at the end of his life, he had a name no one else had. Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He had to learn to become that faithful high priest. You don't become that in the manger. You do earn those stripes when you say it is finished at the cross. That's a good name. And the name above all names. At the name of Jesus Christ, men are saved. They call upon the name of the Lord and are saved. What kind of name? What kind of power does a name like that have? The name of Jesus Christ. That's a good name. Name that demons fear. A name above every name. So I'll close with this. Do you have a good name? Good names also have good reservations in heaven already made. Made in the Lamb's Book of Life. If the only place your name is recorded is on your birth certificate, your name will not be found on that day. Because on that day, as it says in Revelation 20, and they looked, and his name was not recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Or his name was recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name, it identifies who you are. It doesn't have to be catchy, and it doesn't have to be great. But it has to be tied and surrounded and dovetailed into the name above all names. Jesus Christ, for it to be a good name. And you know when it's a good name? It says in Revelation chapter 2, he'll give you a new name. Imagine that, a new name. And I won't have a last name that kind of identifies me with, you know, the tribe of Lakur, and identifies me specifically out of the tribe of Lakur, Mark, and I got a middle name to make sure in case there's another one, there's two Marks, Mark Keith Lakur. No, it won't be like that. It'll be a new name that he gives to his own children, a name that incorporates his name with it. Abram wasn't always going to stay Abram, right? He was going to be called Abraham. And the Ham part is part of Yahweh when you pronounce it in the Hebrew. And God says, you're going to take in part of my name. And you're going to walk the rest of your life. This is what you're going to be called. No, you're not going to be called Saul. You're going to be called Paul. No, Cephas. You're going to be called Peter. And what are they going to call you? What is that new name going to be? Do you have one? You can't get a new one unless you have a good one. And good ones are found recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life by the Lamb. Conrad Merle had a good name. He wore many hats, but it's that name. Will that name be remembered? Of course. Will yours be remembered? Let's ask the Lord and pray. Father, we ask, help us in this, Lord, in your word. We seek to lift up Jesus Christ. We ask, Father, that you would bring your word to bear. Cause us, Father, to have a good name. Not just simply the names our parents gave us, but the name you give us. One of your own. One of the Lamb's. Elect. Who died on the cross for our sins. We love you and we thank you. In Christ's great name we pray. Amen.